From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Terrence Wynn loves sports. He was a smart student and planned to go to college. Then at 16, he was arrested for murder. He was charged as an adult and sentenced to life in prison. 30 years later, Wynn was released. He's now a prison reform advocate and the director of a group that helps mentor kids to keep them out of jail. In the final installment of our series on gun violence in Shreveport, Louisiana, the Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist sat down with Wynn at his organization's new building to talk about what's happening in his community and his work connecting with black teens.
The streets has an addiction that if you haven't lived it can't be really understood. But it's just like a drug addiction. The same feeling that a person get when they get high off of whatever drug they're on, the streets has that same type of magnetic pull. And the night that the crime took place, I got caught up in the peer pressure. And it led to someone losing their life. Because what separates a kid from an adult is having the ability to stop yourself. An adult can stop themselves. A kid can't. So while in prison, I just became a smarter person. I did a lot of reading, a lot of writing, a lot of studying, a lot of praying. And so I became the person I am today in prison. And the person I am today is a person that'll stand up and fight for a person that can't fight for themselves.
You know, having been gone for so many years and now having come back and seeing this violence in the community, much of which, you know, involves younger people, what is your impression of what is happening now?
My impression now is, it's like, I could say, it's practically the same thing, but more so now is it's the lack of guidance. Because when I was coming up doing it, the older guys would tell us, man, that ain't right. Now, the older guys are scared of the young dudes, so they be like, I ain't telling them nothing. So it's like, they just do it. Prison removed a stronger generation from the youngsters, a generation that they would have respected and listened to more so. So what they saw was a lot of older dudes that should be the OGs right now. They saw a lot of them doing drugs. They see them getting quiet. They see them showing fear to them. They don't respect it. They respect the person that then did what they doing. That ain't scared of them. Gonna look them in the eyes, talk to them like a man. They gonna respect that. They know that older person is gonna listen to them because they wanna be heard. They tired of being silent. They want their respect. And that's the big thing. They want to be respected and treated equally.
What are you seeing that's working, you know, from your group or any other group in terms of curtailing gun violence?
What I think is working, connecting with people. And when you connect with people, they respect you, they communicate with you because they don't want to do what they're about to do. It's like, I got people that are calling me. Man, such and such just went and got a gun. Talk to them and they'll give them the phone. And I'd be like, man, what's going on? Man, I'm finna do it. No, I'm finna come see you. And I could talk them out of those situations. And in the end, they'll be like, man, thank you for talking me out there, man. Man, thank you. Not everyone is gonna do that, but that's one life I done saved. Boy, there's two lives I done saved. And I done saved two families a whole lot. So you got to look at it on a smaller scale. If I can save one life, I done did something. That means something. But these different organizations have those people that can connect with what's going on, and that helps a great deal. But you could give organizations like ours a lot more support, because you got organizations that'll fight the crime better than the police will, because they connected to the people within that community. And people in those communities don't want that crime to continue to happen, because you got people getting smarter and smarter and understanding that if crime continue to happen in our communities, the value of our property continues to decrease. I'm tired of, you know.
If you were talking to your younger self or the situation that you had, you know, if you could, you know, call back in time and talk to that younger version, what would you say to him?
Oh, I would say, boy, if you do this here, you ain't finna see the streets. You can lose your mama, you can lose your daddy, you can lose your aunt. Gonna lose your uncle, both your grandmothers, and you're gonna just be trapped. You're gonna be trapped for forever. If you make this bad decision, life is over for you. So I'm saying to you, man, what just happened, that don't determine who you are as a person. can walk away from this. Let her fight another day.
That was Terrence Wynn, a criminal justice advocate who served 30 years in prison, speaking with the Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist about his work to try to reduce gun violence in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can read and listen to other stories in our series about efforts to stop a rise in violent crime in the region. That's at WBHM.org.